In this particular podcast, we are going to look at the poem called The Arrival of the Bee Box, which was written by Sylvia Plath. Before you complete this activity, read through Plath's poem, The Arrival of the Bee Box, in your Poetry Speaks textbook. If you are completing this activity with other students in the class, you could briefly discuss the poem and share what you remember about it before you listen to the podcast. The first heading is subject matter. A beehive has been delivered to Plath, and she thinks it looks like the coffin of a midget. She brings the box indoors overnight, ensuring that it is locked. She feels both frightened and fascinated by the bee box. She peeps in through a small air vent and imagines the bees to look like slaves, confined below deck on a ship. She is concerned about releasing the bees. They sound like an angry Roman mob, and she questions how she could control them. Perhaps, she thinks, they might ignore her and alight upon the flowers, or laburnum, or cherry blossom tree. She decides to finally take control of the situation and says she will release the bees the following day. The next heading is theme. The poem touches on several themes. One important theme is how difficult it can be to confront our fears. The poet is frazzled when the box of bees arrives and questions her ability to manage them safely. By the end of the poem, she regains her self-belief, decides to play God, and releases the bees. Another theme is the mental suffering of the poet. In this interpretation, the bees symbolise the dark, dangerous inner thoughts of the poet, clamouring in her mind. As she writes, small, taken one by one, but my God, together, shows the enormity of her mental anguish. A third idea is that while the poet is fearful of the bees, she is also fascinated by them and decides to keep them. Could this suggest how, as a writer, she uses her emotional landscape as material and inspiration for her poetry? So while Plath's suffering is real, she can, as a poet, channel it into writing poetry. The next heading is quote 3. There are many interesting pictures in this poem. Select any 3 that you think represent some of the key ideas in the poem and write each into your revision worksheet. After you have chosen 3, give 1 concise reason for each selection. The next heading is imagery. There are several very original and striking images in this poem. In stanza 1, the simile of the bee box as a coffin of a midget or a square baby immediately introduces a darker feeling into the poem. An image of repression is seen when she compares the clamouring bees inside the box to African hands that are minute and shrunk for export. Aural imagery is also important in the poem. There is a reference to the din in it in stanza 1, which she later imagines as the furious Latin and unintelligible syllables of a Roman mob, over which she has no control. In stanza 4, the poet, again, uses a simile in comparing the bees to unruly and uncontrollable Roman mob. She then personifies the bees, once again, as maniacs, and considers sending them back. The images symbolise the power of the poet's thoughts and emotions that, at times, seem uncontrollable and unmanageable. The next heading is language. Apart from the similes and metaphors in the poem, much of the language has a conversational quality to it. The opening line captured the poet as if in conversation with us, telling us about the particular box of bees which she has ordered. I ordered this clean wood box. Other examples of simple language include, the box is locked, it is dangerous, and I can't keep away from it. The use of a question also creates the effect of a conversation, as if the poet has been advised to just release the bees and replies, "How can I let them out?" The next heading is form. The poem is composed of 7 stanzas, each of 5 lines and a single line stanza at the end. There is no pattern of end rhyme in the poem. The closing line stands alone. The poet has presented arguments for and against releasing the bees, but in the end she concludes that the box is only temporary. There is a sense here that the bees must be released, just as Plath, as a writer, must write her poetry, perhaps as a way of releasing her emotional bees that clamour in the dark spaces of her mind and her heart. The next heading is sound. There are many interesting examples of sound effects in the poem. In stanza 1, 2 examples of internal rhyme can be seen in the phrase "square as a chair" in line 2 and "din in" line 5. Plath also uses alliteration in lines 17 and 18. It is the noise that appalls me most of all, the unintelligible syllables. That repeated double L sound echoes the word "appalls" to highlight her relentless fear of the bees. In the same lines, there is also assonance. You might be able to hear the broad vowel sounds in "appalls" and "all." The effect of placing the assonance and alliteration sounds side by side, as if one sound is clamouring over the other, suggests the movement of the bees inside the box. You can read more about Plath sound effects in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The next heading is tone and mood. The poem quickly takes on a nightmarish tone when Plath compares the bee box to a coffin of a midget or of a square baby. The sound of the bees is described as a din, which adds to the unease of the poet as she ponders what she should do with the dangerous bees. By the end of the poem, there is some note of hope. The poet seems to regain her confidence in her ability to control the bees and decides to release them. The mood is dark and disturbing. What should be an exciting occasion, the delivery of a bee box, fills the poet with fear and self-doubt. Words such as dangerous, angrily clamouring, appalls, maniacs, ignore me, turn on me, all create an atmosphere that is extremely uncomfortable and even threatening. This mood lightens somewhat in the closing lines, as the poet begins to hope that the bees will ignore her and alight upon some tree blossoms instead. The final heading is personal response. Did you enjoy reading this poem? What impression of the bees did you get from the poem? Do you think the bees symbolise the poet's clamouring thoughts that can be dangerous? Do you think the poet made the correct decision in releasing the bees? Or should she have returned them?